Hey, Toby.
That's right.
You said that we could come to you if we had any questions.
Sure.
Where's the clitoris? On a website, it said at the crest of the labia. What does that mean? What does the female vagina look like?
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. We have a full house today. I have not only the co-host, Will, brother Will. Say hi, Will.
Hello.
But we also have the esteemed pair of Matt Ganoza and Veronica Johnson. Was I supposed to use an alias for you, Veronica? I forgot.
I quit you.
Okay, pull up the mic.
No.
It works better when you talk
I'm
into
leaving.
It. Whatever, you're here already. You can listen to us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org. Archives of the show found at inpapasbasement.com, along with some of my rather spectacular blogs, if I do say so myself. And, you know, you can listen if you want to on the Cox Channel 37, you know, if watching radio on TV is your thing. If you're one of those depraved individuals, Will, who did we used to know that would do that?
Spencer.
There you go. If you're one
we're
of those...
We're on webcam, too.
Spencer Cox.
Yeah, we're on webcam, too.
F that.
All of you beautiful people are on webcam as well.
Wait, right Spencer
now?
Cox?
Yeah, yeah, right now. So if you go to fcac.org/WEBR, you can watch us. We are pretty enough for radio, what can I say? You also have Cox Channel 27 that broadcasts us, and if you're poor, it's Cox Channel 10. And that's about it for the introductions. You can call in at 703-560-TALK. I probably won't pick up. I hate hearing from you. I like to do the show in a vacuum, because we're funnier than you. That's why we're on the air, and you're not.
What's on the docket?
Okay, we got a couple good things lined up. I want to talk about my new love, Netflix. And I've been watching a lot of British Office and American Office lately. So I thought maybe we'd touch a little on that. I know you guys probably haven't seen British Office. So I can explain a few of the differences to you. And
there's the fat black guy have a British accent?
There's no fat black guy.
Oh.
No Stanley.
Because there are no black people in England.
There's a thin black guy, but he's like mixed.
Oh.
So it's not even, it's like half the black action. You're getting screwed. We can talk about the very interesting murder of one of the people on one of those stupid VH1 shows that Will loves so bad.
Does anybody even know her name?
Jasmine Fiore.
No, he was...
way to sneak in an S-word in record time, Ron.
I said shush.
Okay, then.
No, it was one of the guys was the murderer. It wasn't like one of the contestants murdered someone on the show.
That would be amazing.
Murdered the hostess.
Yeah, can you imagine I Love New York and like... Two episodes until the end, it's like white guy or whatever the hell. White boy. What was the white guy's name on New York?
No, I think there's one named White Boy.
Yeah, White Boy kills New York.
I didn't even see that, so shame on you.
Wait, so which show was this that someone got murdered?
Megan Wants a Millionaire or whatever?
Megan Wants a Millionaire.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, it was some...
One of those dirty things where they don't even have someone like Bret Michaels or Flava Flav. Like, they get a cast off from that show.
Yeah.
And then they host it.
It's a pretty grody-looking girl, too, and then it's...
She's got a nice body, but her face is disgusting.
Yeah, and millionaires are chasing that? It's like, God,
well, I don't think they're really millionaires. It's
as
fake as TV can go.
We're going to get into that in a bit. And, you know...
30K millionaires.
We might
like
touch...
the dirty...
Yeah. 30K mil.
30K millies.
We might get into the recurring segment, which is Veronica teaches John how to be normal. So I might learn a few tips from you. This week I'm going to ask about what it takes to date multiple girls. What can...
Don't do
that. Huevos.
Why would you want to do that?
What can... Well, we're going to get to that. What can and can't fly if you're seeing multiple women?
Anything.
It doesn't fly,
you're a man,
period.
And it's
there
your God-given right.
Oh, we're going to fight.
I ain't in the mood. I got like 5 hours of broken
Where's
sleep.
Where's my coffee? You promised
I'm
me
so
coffee.
Damn bitter we, that I'm here.
You called and you're just bitter as an S.
Salty.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Will has like a rancid schedule and sleeps until I don't know when. And you try to excuse it with working late, but I work like shifts until 3 a.m. and I still maintain a human schedule.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I do not know. No, isn't it too bad? It's not like waking up for this would be too bad. It's just like I try to go to bed early, so I'd wake up naturally for this.
Yeah.
So I went to bed at like 3, which is early for
me. Yeah, exactly.
And I woke up at 7. I couldn't go back to sleep.
Oh, that's pathetic.
Until like 11:30 or some, or 12:30. Then I woke up again at 1:30.
That is...
So we have 5 hours of very broken up sleep.
Well, Netflix has provided us with entertainment when we come back home to Momay's house.
I'm going to try to nap and go to the gym.
Sadly, we don't have Mr. Woodcock, but we do have School for Scoundrels.
All right.
Another Billy Bob opus. Okay, who here has Netflix? I know Will doesn't, because I have to get him the Netflix movies, and he's my brother, so I talk to him. Matt Ganoza.
Not Meredith Hasselbaugh.
Okay, and Veronica.
No.
All right, Netflix is great because for $9 a month...
We know what Netflix is.
You don't know about the internet rentals. God damn you. God damn you. You get to watch about 20% of their content online. That's the real peach here. So I've been watching nonstop, not only American Office...
Have you bathed in the last week?
Why?
I'm just curious.
You're
looking especially scruffy today.
Is it the hair? Do I need a haircut?
It's the hair. It's totally the hair.
Okay, I'll get a haircut later.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you were talking about that on the drive over here.
Oh, what? Asking Veronica if I need a haircut?
Yeah.
Something. I mean, I know I do, because it takes the most elaborate amount of water hitting it just right for it to curl in, like, a respectable fashion, and otherwise I look like Dr. Wily. A Mega Man reference for those out there. But it's not pretty. I look like Einstein without the success. So, I've been watching a lot of Office because that's what people that look like me do. And I tore through the American series, which I think we can all agree is pretty bitchin', right?
I love that John guy.
John.
Krasinski is his name?
Yes, John.
Oh, Jim.
Cute. Jim.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Why?
I don't know. Girls actually think it's, like, hot.
It's not so much hot. He displays characteristics.
He's the average Joe.
No.
He's sensitive.
He displays characteristics.
I don't like sensitive. Ask him.
Yeah.
I just think he's cute.
She thinks he's cute, cause, I guess because he's tall. But he's not in the military, so what?
Oh, stop.
Did you make up a little backstory where he was, like, in the National Guard for 6 months, and that's why you can get one for him?
Stop it.
Okay. Just checking.
Thanks.
But see, on the same, like, the flip side, I don't think... Pam is hot either.
No, Pam is a big rack. That's about it.
She's got a nice body,
Pam
but she's
looks
got
like every other chick who works in an office building.
Yeah, so does Jim.
Obviously. Yeah, I know.
He's like her male equivalent. That's why they date on the show.
For my money, yeah, there's no one that poundable on The Office. I'm trying to think.
The blonde chick, if anyone.
Oh. I don't think people watch it for the actor's looks. They just watch it because it's funny.
Well, yeah, it's funny. I'm just
beautiful people aren't funny.
Yeah, and yet I'm going nowhere in the field of humor, but, yeah, I don't know if I'm so big on Angela.
I mean, Pam, like, when you see her in other movies, like, we had this discussion.
Faking
like,
dollar up.
Like, she looks good in, what was it, Guy came around.
Blades of Glory.
Yeah, where she's wearing, like, the lingerie and stuff.
Yeah.
And what else? What other crap she'd been in?
Walk Hard. Mm-hmm. You know what? If you two are going to yawn, why don't you guys go make out in the hallway? And my brother and I can have a show here.
Does she get naked and walk hard? Or?
I'm pretty sure that the people listening, okay, the person listening, would rather watch us make out than listen to this conversation.
This conversation's gold,
saying.
Veronica.
I'm just saying. You keep telling yourself that.
I am just saying comedic empires are built on conversations like this. Okay. Will, let's continue. Before we were so rudely interrupted.
My gravy train of the brain has been
derailed.
Have
the biscuit wheels come off the gravy train?
Pretty much.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, I was going through the differences in The Office, and the big thing, first of all, if you thought the cast on American Office was ugly, they are, like, I am convinced every single person in Britain is hog ugly. Their version of Pam is, like, downright fat. And she's got, pretty much everyone's got the jacked British grill. I mean, like, even good British teeth aren't that good.
No.
There's still, like, a darkness lingering around the corners of them. Like, you know they're going to go bad another 10 years. And let's see. Their version of Steve Carell, their David Brent, I believe his name is, Ricky Gervais.
He's hung like a horsefly.
He is really, really, you want to hit him. I mean, he's like petty.
Will, where did that come from?
Thank you.
I don't know. lack of sleep.
That was so random.
I liked it.
Why would you know that?
It has some alliteration.
That's the joke. He's about to bitch about him, and I'm saying he wasn't packing enough for John's taste.
Exactly. I wasn't satisfied. He is a horrible character, and the Dwight is not nearly as funny. He's a skinny, ratty guy. You know what? I cannot get through all these yawns. This sounds like I'm effing someone.
What's the next topic?
It's so not intentional.
I'm going back to school tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Where do you go to school?
We'll go on to that topic. Let's talk about things that the host, Matt Canosa, wants to talk about on his show.
Tomorrow's
no,
Sunday.
Continue.
No.
King John.
No. The first episode of Canosa's Basement. Let's get to that.
I said continue.
No, your topic's better anyhow. Tell us about going back to school, Matt.
Yeah, I'm going back to school. My car is packed and everything. That's it. That's
what school?
Thing. Mary Washington.
What's the one in Arlington?
Marymount.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, I was going to apply.
Where's
there.
Mary Washington?
Fredericksburg.
Oh.
It's like 6 miles, 6 exits down from Stafford.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
No.
Yeah, you can't
live
commute,
there
really.
When you're going to school?
Yeah.
Do you live in the dorms?
Yeah. I'm actually.
Why?
There.
It's like an hour away.
Huh?
You can't commute that.
Yeah, I'm not
yes, you
no.
can.
The traffic on 95? He'd spend like half his waking life.
You
like
can't.
This.
You can't commute that. I'm sorry. He would have to do like midnight
classes.
You
can't
classes.
Even commute to Woodbridge, man.
Yeah,
this is murder.
Last time I heard, they didn't run private at night.
What?
It's a departed.
Yeah.
Veronica, would you visit Matt while he was down there?
Yeah, it's right by Quantico.
He was. It could be kind of your staging base.
Like, I'm gonna leave.
You could hook up with Matt a little, and then you could go and get some young Marines.
Get some strange.
Exactly. Show them a 3-point drill. What?
All right, so let's move back on to the British office.
No, let's not.
Okay, well, the humor just sucks.
Office plus accents. Well, British humor sucks.
I'm going to rename the show British Office.
Well, Hugh Lowry is funny. Sake.
Who the F is Hugh Lowry?
The guy Dr. plays House. House.
He's British?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really creepy when you hear him with his real voice. It is so goddamn creepy.
I hate
creepy.
That, because they can do that and we can't.
No.
Like when American people try to imitate British accents,
oh,
they
it's
can
like,
always
hello,
detect
governor.
It.
Hello, governor!
Yeah, but like...
Wally bought me. You
well,
know.
Peter Sellers pulled it off.
I guess.
God, there's someone else. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know, someone's talking about someone else. Like that. It's the same thing. It's like an American... Or just,
Kate Beckinsale does it all the time.
No, there's someone in the show, not Twilight, was it True Blood? Have okay. you ever watched that?
No.
All right.
Kate Beckinsale is British.
Yeah, I'm saying she can
she
completely
okay.
hide her American or her British accent.
Yeah.
Because we invented the language and they have the accent.
Right.
But, yeah.
Okay, Veronica, I want you to contribute. Tell us about your evening, Veronica.
Which evening?
Well, first I need you to talk into the microphone because that's how the whole radio
it's
concept
too
works.
Far away.
You can lean in.
The boys stole the good ones.
Wah.
What do you want to know, John?
Well, I picture the life of Veronica as like the anti-life of John. Like, I just sit in my room and I'm like, God damn it, I'm running out of office. I'm going to stream the latest B movie with Napoleon Dynamite John Heder in it. And that'll be my Friday night. But Veronica's always out and happy houring it up and,
no,
you know, always falling in love with new boys. And it's just an exciting sounding life.
No, it's really.
I'm not saying it's like an intercourse fest because
you seem know what I did
pretty
last night?
Behaved. Okay, go on.
I watched Bride Wars
okay.
with two of my friends and we brushed each other's hair. I'm not kidding.
Girls actually do that crap?
Yeah.
Like, how old are you?
I'm not saying that on the
She's
air.
Like 22.
Why does that matter?
She's 22.
You're still
We're
30.
Girls. My aunt and I play with each other's hair. It's what
you
girls
relax
do.
Each other's hair.
Okay.
Get the kinks out.
Yeah, because.
Brush it.
I'm like a dude.
And our friend, one of our guy friends was over.
Oh, really?
He had fun.
What a mo.
Was he trying to get in on... See, if...
No, we were trying to persuade him to, but he wouldn't.
But is he trying to, like, put stones to
Yeah,
anyone,
I was going
to
say.
What?
No,
I mean...
we're just friends. We can be friends without hooking up.
I guess.
That's yeah, but if you're a guy, like, if you have any respect for yourself, you're not going to hang out with a bunch of chicks brushing their hair and not put well... a whipping on one of their seats.
I mean,
well, this guy is a gentleman, so he doesn't think like that.
Is it either gentleman or just guy who thinks he can't score that night? It's a blurry line.
Is he overweight?
No, he's really good looking.
Really? So why is he just a friend?
Is he gay?
No, he's
Gotta
not.
Be.
He's not gay.
Okay.
And
is he bi?
Just a friend.
Bi curious.
No, he's not bi.
Asexual.
We just...
Does he say he's straight, but he's into guys?
Oh, I'm too tired for this. He's just a friend.
Okay.
How did you meet this friend?
I just don't want to date him.
Like the way I'm really good looking, but we're just friends?
Right. Insert awkward silence.
But why wouldn't he try to go for any of the other two or three or however many?
Because we're just all good friends. There's like a big group of us.
How long have you known each other?
2 years.
All
two,
of you?
Years. Since November of 06.
How did you meet?
I was dating this guy, and he introduced me to his roommate, and his roommate's friend. Well, no, they were all friends, I guess. I don't know. We all just met, and we all went to a happy hour, and they invited all of the different girls that they knew to the happy hour, and we all became friends. What the hell was that? I can say that word, right? Because I'm going to say it again.
You could say hell.
I was adjusting this.
Uh-huh.
Imitating something?
Yeah.
He was making fun of me.
Anyways, he's just a friend. And no, I don't want to date him. And no, I'm not going to sleep with him. Next.
Is that because he's not in the military?
He is in the military. He's Coast Guard.
That's not military.
That doesn't count.
That's fake military.
I was on a surfboard once.
I have to be careful because I told him he could listen to this one.
Okay, fine.
He's just a good friend.
So
you'd sleep with him if he was a Marine, wouldn't you?
No. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You don't want to be Mrs. Coast Guard.
You're right. I totally want to be Mrs. Marine. I totally want to be Mrs. Marine.
It's a much more glamorous existence.
A lot more bruises right around the eye.
I have the biggest bruise right now.
What is it from?
Look.
Interesting. That looks bite marked.
Yeah,
it's not a bite mark.
Oh, my.
Just a bruise.
I've heard
things. Jarhead give you that?
No.
You got uppity with it?
I don't like you.
What happened here?
Nobody does.
I started beating up my cousin because he's a little mama's boy and he was annoying me.
Okay.
And he finally hit back.
Nice. Wow. How old is he?
I don't know. Smelly age? Teenager? I don't know.
Okay.
Seventh grade, I think.
All right. Fine. Weird. I'm just still blown away that girls actually sit around and do this crap at that age. Like, playing
Lee
with
and
hair
I
and stuff. That's like such girly crap. You think it's... never exists.
It ranks up there
with like a sleepover pillow fight or something. You think it's mythical, like a unicorn.
Get mad, but it's kind of like a loser girl thing.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I always like...
Who were you with last night?
Me? I was working last night.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know a ton about, you know, what girls do all the time, because I rarely have ever date one long term, but for me it's like...
Most go out.
Yeah, they go to work, and then they either, like, go out and S&F a ton or just go into, like, a stasis chamber. Like, I really see nothing else in their existence.
No, or just drink.
Yeah.
Do the yay.
I don't know.
No.
This is horrible. Everyone hates this.
I know. I need to sleep, goddammit.
You need sleep. Veronica doesn't want to be here. Matt is just grinning. And please, Veronica, can you go out with Matt later tonight? As like a, you know.
Oh my God!
I'm not saying hook it up, but just go out with him so he can trot out like the, you know, the hot older blonde on the town. He can show off to his friends. He's like, he's got 21 and 22 year old friends. You're like 34. It'll totally blow people away.
I quit you, John.
You wish you knew how to quit me.
Dude, my gym is like an effing cougar town.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of that.
Yeah, tell me about this.
I don't know. It's a lot of, like, hot older chicks. They seem to have implants, too.
Where
definite
do you go?
Bonus. Golds and Herndon.
Golds and Herndon?
Yeah. In 24 hours matches my vampire schedule.
I don't know. The definition of cougar for my money is they have to be aggressive, right, Veronica?
Why are you asking me? Cougars are 50 and older.
No, just any old chick.
No, they're not.
Pony, young dude.
Yeah,
not
are.
50.
It goes Puma, Cougar, MILF, Sabretooth.
No, that's what I
have. A MILF is a mom.
There's
an
leopard.
Age group.
There is no such thing as a MILF. Motherhood is disgusting.
Okay, it's just Puma, Cougar, Sabretooth. And Sabretooth is like 60.
Which has the most spots?
Pumas are
leopards.
In their 40s.
All right, so
Pumas
leopards.
Are in their 40s? Pumas can be like.
No, I'm saying which animal 30s? Has the less spots?
28 to like 35.
Leopard.
Why is it
28-35?
Who determined that?
Huh? The guy who came up with the name.
The
right, and what's his name?
Well, you obviously don't
the
know
German
the
scientist who invented the scale. Now, come on. Let's get back to it. Go on, Matt, before you're so rudely interrupted.
Puma is like 28 to like 35.
No! She's I'm sorry, mad you're she wrong. Falls out.
Puma is the lady 28 to 35. Too much.
36.
Isn't there a website you can go to pull this
hold
up?
Hold on, you guys hash it out. I'm going
to
punch it up.
A puma is 30 to 40. A cougar is 40 to 50.
No, it's like...
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Sorry, sweetheart. It is.
No, puma is younger.
Something's got to include chicks in their 30s, because that...
That's Puma.
Puma.
Cougars are 40 and over.
Okay, Shy and Shire's Cougar website states, a cub in their 20s, Puma 30s, Cougar 40s, Jaguar 50s.
What about Sabretooth?
What about Leopard?
I'm going to put Leopard in 60s.
Yeah, because you need like the women with the old people spots.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, guess exactly. What? Guys spots. Get those, too.
It matches their fur.
John, this is an hour of my life that I'm not going to get back.
You know, but you're going to remember this.
This is a day of my life down the effing toilet.
I could be watching British Office.
I could be at the gym.
We can bail at like 3:30. I mean, I can keep a secret. No one cares.
Nah, well, I'm already here.
What's the next topic?
This show...
Am I the only one that's having a good time?
I'm having a great time. All right,
Tom. I'm half asleep.
But you know what this show is? This show is a tree falling in the forest and no one hearing it.
How many listeners do you have?
Oh, God. This is an old chick. Okay. How many people? Listeners equals one, and my mom's getting her hair did, so we have an actual listener on the net.
It's probably
that
Tina.
Person should call and just join in on the fun.
No. Mariah doesn't count as a real listener.
She's not on right now.
No, well, I mean, when she is.
I think it's my ex-girlfriend I was just talking to. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Am I going to call saying, I'm not your ex, mother ever?
We'll see.
No. I like the girl voice.
I can't say the S word, but you can say mother effer.
Yeah, mother effer. F-F-F-F-F. It doesn't have the rest of the hockey puck after it. Oh, we're getting a call. Hi, Tina. I'm not picking up. Just like I said, I don't like people on the phone. Hold on. Where's my little clip for that? Do-do-do-do-do-do. There we go. There's the sound clip. I haven't played those in like 3 episodes.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
That was hot.
Awesome.
Pick it up, see if it's her.
No, I'll wait until she hangs up instead.
Yeah, she just
that's plan B. Okay.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Don't forget it.
What is that from?
That's from Chappelle's Show. That is from one of the When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong segments. A girl gets an incorrect phone call, a wrong number, as they call it in human language, and she believes it's someone who's screwing her boyfriend. And she says, I don't like people playing on my phone. And the hunt goes on. And I'm going to talk like this for the rest of the show.
All right, what's next?
So sensual.
While Veronica
keep this train wreck moving.
Keeps nodding. Okay, I wanted to get to next the murder of Jasmine Fiore. I found
she's ugly.
Dude, that's like half an hour old.
Yeah, it is. And can we have a who cares? And move on.
Well, yeah, she's not that attractive.
Has anyone watched that one show, My Antonio?
No.
Oh, that sounds so gay. What is My Antonio about?
Antonio Sabato Jr.
Oh, really?
Is it on Logo?
No.
That's the channel for gay.
No, it's VH1.
All right, tell me about My Antonio.
I don't know. I only watched like a third of one episode. It's just like
Veronica's puffing out her boobies.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, for the sake of radio. Someone's calling again. Stop calling. God damn it. We hate you.
Watch your mouth.
Watch your damn full mouth.
Even I'm sick of those effing shows. Like,
someone's getting a text, too. Who didn't shut off the phone?
Blowing up.
Where's your ice?
What's ice?
Meth.
Remember last time?
Oh, my God. This really is. This is the worst show we have done in.
Yeah, this is bad. Let's talk about something that's going to get us arguing. That's when it's good.
Too many cooks spoiling the pot. All right, we're going to get to a subject that I love. I've been kind of casually seeing a couple girls. I know it's hard to believe, especially with this hair and the fact I live at home, but I have been.
Yeah, you look like a Jewish accountant.
I look like an
you mean accountant.
No, I look like the Jewish accountant.
You don't need a double.
Who started off the movie successful, but his coke habit has derailed him. I'm thinking Carlito's Way here.
Or Artie Lang.
Yeah, oh God. Handsome examples, the whole table round. But I've been seeing a couple people and...
Wait.
Yes.
Are you like actually physically having human contact with them, or is this a text message again?
No. This is not my fake girlfriend that lives in Pennsylvania that one day I'll
Green
drive.
Bay, Wisconsin.
Just want to make sure.
We'll get to that story.
That ain't that far. Dude,
which one?
Pennsylvania.
Well, the Pennsylvania girl I've yet to hang out with.
And she has a boyfriend.
Does she not want you to or something?
And she looks like a man.
Oh, you're so evil. I've heard that from a couple girls, but I don't think she does.
Who cares? She's got a nice body. Face is unimportant.
I think she's cute. I like her.
Like my dad used to say, you have sex in the dark, honey. Facial features do not matter.
Dad,
until you're 80.
Dad busted out that line with me, but it was when he was watching a Salt and Peppa video, and he was trying to explain to me that you should bang women of all races.
That lesson was lost on me. That was his
pan-racial message. I was like, hey, Dad, you're into Salt and Peppa, and he just replied with, it's all black in the dark. I was like, wow, all right. Wow, Vasily.
Can also say it's all pink on the inside, crazy on the outside.
There you go.
But I don't know. I have yet to kiss a black chick. I've been like with every other race on the planet. Except for Native American.
I have not had actual like East Indian. That is my only no.
I've been a lot of havesies.
What like, about Jeff, you had Russian.
That's not a different race, that's really.
White. Oh, never mind.
That's as white as you get.
Yeah, they're like albinos.
Any Eskimo?
That's a whole other game.
I haven't had like a Trill, a Lute, an Inuit. I've not had any of that action.
Veronica's just sitting here rubbing her temples.
No, I like it.
I hooked up with like, a half Palestinian chick.
But that's Middle Eastern. I've had like a.
But she's still white looking, so.
Yeah. I've had some terrorists.
Like a couple like half Spanish chicks are still like whitish.
Yeah.
They're not like, oh no, you didn't.
They don't have the drawn in eyebrows and.
Like no me. Latoya's. Oh, wait, Latoya's black.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, getting back to the dating.
You can still hook up with a Spanish black chick, like a Brazilian or something.
A black...
That's not what Brazilians
A black Tina. A black Tina. Okay. Is it just me, or is it okay to see as many girls as you want as long as it hasn't progressed to donging any of them?
If you're not...
Even then.
And if you're not exclusive, rock on.
I've had unprotected sex with two different women in one day.
I've had protected...
Are you... Serious?
I have protected, but I have done the twofer. In fact, I did the second chick.
Do you respect women at all?
That's a broad word.
Yeah.
It's a yes or a no.
He does deep down.
I used to.
He's just been singed.
I'm too jaded, yeah.
Here's the problem with Will, because it's pretty much my problem, so I can put it out there for both of us. We tend to go for kind of trashier girls. And then they act like the trash they are. And it's like, see, women are trash. And it's like, no, you started dating a whore and she behaved like a whore. Why are you surprised at all by this? But we kind of go, women. That woman acted like a whore, therefore all women are whores. When I'm sure there are some classy examples out there.
Like Veronica.
Like Veronica and our mom.
Aw, shucks, I think.
Yeah.
Veronica has, her head count is nothing astronomical.
This,
it isn't.
No.
Yeah. It's still double digits.
How do you know?
You've told it to me before.
No.
I haven't had an update in the past year.
Well, 10 to 99 is double digits.
So. I know. Well, that's when you break into stratospheric boredom. When you crack the triple digits, that's when... Is it just me or anyone who's had a head count like over 35, 30-ish... They were diddled as a kid. And, like, the closer the family member...
I'm pretty gross. I mean, I don't even like being in double digits. I'm a dude. And I don't like when I hear chicks like 10s, 20s.
Are you serious?
I'm not phased
by
under 20.
I'm not the way I am by choice. I was made into this.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God. We can so do this conversation.
He had an open, beautiful heart at one time.
Yeah, it is
fairly true. He was, like, so dedicated to this one girl, this little Irish strumpet named Maureen. And she was just horrible to him.
Why was she horrible?
I don't know.
I mean,
she was all right.
Like, what did she do that was horrible? She was just really damaged goods. I mean, she took him for a ride. He was very nice and, like, paid for pretty much everything. And they're all very lovey-dovey for a long time. This wasn't, like,
How
he
was
had
she
no...
damaged goods? I'm curious.
Probably got her oil checked when she was younger.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, no, I mean, like, the whole thing, like, her parents split up, like... Her mom kidnapped her and took
parents?
Her to Ireland. And then, like, the dad went and got her back. And, like, she hates her mom. And she had a kid when she was 16, gave it up for adoption. Then
Wait.
Then I knocked her up and made her kill it. And things took a downward
trajectory. Is that when the resentment
started? No, I think even before then.
Oh, okay. You re-
She laughs. It is funny.
Were you? Was that?
It's dead now. Because she killed it. And I made her. God damn.
I wish pro-life groups could hear this segment to know what they're depriving everyone of.
It's funny because it's true.
Like, it needs to be our four laughing faces. Just the word abortion underneath.
Oh, man.
But wait. Okay, wait.
It hurts.
That's what the baby said.
John! So, okay, wait, let's get back.
What's messed up is they do an ultrasound first to make sure she's pregnant.
Make sure it's healthy.
And okay, they show it to
so
you, too, dude.
Not going
Even
there.
Even that kind of, like, got to me, man. It's like, oh, I don't want to see that.
So, wait. You're complaining now, or John is for you, that she took you for a ride because she was damaged goods, but you're accepting no accountability or responsibility for the actions of this relationship when you went into it knowing what she had been through?
No, we have a savior complex.
Stupid.
I'll answer for
yeah,
him.
Like, I kind of gave up on that finally. But
yeah, especially when the Papa Giorgios
you made her
were younger.
Kill your child and all. I mean, hell.
No, we
let's put the voice of reason over here.
I think, especially early on, I don't know why, we like to aim low and then try to inflate the girl into something better than they are. Like, it's like you find gutter trash, and then it's like, oh, you can go to college, you can be something, and then the gutter trash acts like gutter trash, and we're like, how did that happen? I treated you so well. I mean, it's like finding a venomous snake and trying to kiss it, and then it's like, why did you bite me?
It's like natural born killers. Yeah, you remember the story that Indian tells him?
Oh.
Like, after Mickey shoots him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something like, you know, this woman goes outside, it's the middle of winter, so she sees this snake lying in the snow, just freezing to death.
Snake was named Maureen.
Her first instinct is like, oh, well, it's a snake.
And
I'll
it was pregnant
it
with baby snakes.
Then, you know, she has a soft spot for it, so she brings it in, warms it up by the fire, nurtures it back to health, blah, blah, blah. So finally in the spring, when everything's nice outside, she decides, hey, I'll let the snake go back in the wild. So as soon as she does, snake bites her in the effing foot, and the snake's poisonous, so she falls to the ground dying. As she does so, she says to the snake, you know, how could you do this to me? I saved your life, I nurtured you back to health, and you repay me by killing me? Snake says, bitch, you knew I was a snake when you picked me up.
Exactly. And we had a tendency to pick up snakes.
Oh, yes, we do.
With our big, dumb man
Are
paws.
You including yourself in that?
Yeah.
I guess we're all idiots, at least to start with.
People seem to seek out what treats them like trash.
There is an element of, I love the chase.
Yeah, no, that's
I love that
is.
Which constantly pushes me back.
It's like the, again,
is
to
that
quote
why you
another
leave
movie.
Me alone?
No, we're friends.
We are.
We're friends. PA girl, I was thinking of, where it's just like, sure, we'll hang next week.
Yeah, that's a C right there, effort. But
it's a C. Well, but it's no skin off my ass. I just text her.
All right.
It's someone that entertains me when I'm bored at work. I right. actually see real girls in the meantime.
No, it's like Ricky Bobby. Remember that his assistant was like, you know, why do you always feel like you have to win love or something like that?
And she turned out to be as hot as Mrs. Ricky Bobby.
No. Nah, it's a definite downgrade for old Ricky B.
But it not... Not a horrible downgrade.
No, but still.
For the sake of love, you can deal with a B-cup.
I'd rather be piping the blonde.
Yeah, okay. Well put. Well put.
That's what the baby said.
What?
I think I'm kind of glad I just tuned out most of that conversation.
I mean, Matt just got over his first case of charity snatch.
Huh?
What?
Charity.
Oh, yeah.
He just got out of a relationship of many years. And Matt, if I do say so myself, I love to show off pictures of Matt to my chick friends because they're like, he's so good looking. And then I'm like, yeah, but you know what? His self-esteem is so messed up, he's not slaying the caliber he should, yeah. Looking like that GQ model he is. And he just got out of a relationship with a girl that was Shrek. I mean, just not what? She was a sweet enough girl, but Matt, can we freely admit you were donging beneath your means?
Oh yeah, she was like what, a 3, a 4?
Yeah.
So pipe all of her friends.
She was dancing.
So you get back at her. You already have ins with all these chicks because they're probably like you.
Well, one of them does.
Well, slay it.
Girls would never do it.
Oh yeah, they would.
Yeah, this chick
not
would.
If they're real friends.
No, this chick. Threw a party.
Girls aren't real friends
because women have never been friends with women who later betray them.
Okay? Yeah, I know.
That has never happened in human history.
Yeah, well, here's the thing: is that like last year she went on vacation or something.
So, who
like,
is this? Is this Shrek or yeah, Shrek's friend? we'll call Shrek's friend Donkey.
Well, that's the thing. Shrek went on vacation like St. Martin or whatever.
Okay.
And her phone was in charge of taking care of the house. She had like 4 parties while she was gone in her house. They didn't talk for like a year or something.
Oh, Donkey. You betray her.
Yeah, you know who it was, right?
It was Donkey Aga or
yeah,
whatever.
Aga, yeah.
Aga.
Aga.
She hot?
She's okay. She's got a bit of a Cro-Mag face, but the bod's all right. The face is a little Easter Island, you know, kind of a big forehead, big chin.
Yeah, but she's got a sweet body.
It ain't bad.
Well, there you go.
I've definitely hit worse, but that's not saying much.
Yeah.
All right, so back to you.
Yeah.
What's up with this? What's up with this double mint twin pack of C's?
Lately, all my chick friends have been, like, introducing me to other chicks.
That's how it's done.
Yeah, it's kind of like, after all this time, talking to their babbling asses paid off. It'd be like Veronica actually bringing something to the table, other than her unrelenting scorn for me. Just like, hey, John, you've acted normal the past 2 weeks. I can finally freely set you up with somebody.
But well, what do they look like? Details.
I don't have a friend that I can ever imagine with.
Really?
What? Really? Really?
Why? What's
seriously?
Did I just hear you burp like 10 seconds ago?
No, you most certainly did not.
Cough?
She was passing gas. You,
something came out of you. I don't know.
A yawn, perhaps?
She put her hand over the microphone and gently stood and broke wind.
I don't think it's a yawn when it escapes your vulva.
It's just queefing.
Sorry, oh my god. I had
to. You ever seen Alpha Dog?
No.
You remind me of the crazy one.
I remind anyone of any crazy anything.
Yeah, he usually gets Woody Harrelson from Natural Born.
Yeah, I was about to say, we were just talking about that movie.
I don't know. I just need the Lennon sunglasses.
Actually, some of the stories are so weird with some of these people that they can't be said on air. It's kind of tragic. I'll tell you off air.
What, the activities?
Let's
censor them. Come on, we have nothing.
No, these people actually listen to the show, so I'm really not going to get into it. But I will tell you before School for Scoundrels. Yeah. I know it's the worst thing on the air to be like, I'm going to get to this story.
Come on, I was talking about killing my first and only child. Whatever. You can't share this.
I've had like 2 or 3 go down the pipes.
You know what we need to do is what? Like apply for, you know, Subway is that sub club
card.
Papa
Giorgio's are fertile. Yeah, the baby bort club.
Yeah, we need one where it's like you get 8 second trimester abortions, you get a free first trimester abortion.
But we have to just write Papa Giorgio as the name so you and I can freely swap.
At $480 a pop, I mean.
They're not cheap, yeah.
No. Oh, stairs are a lot cheaper. Yeah, exactly. As are wire coat hangers.
Stairs are free, as is gravity.
Judo chops to the stomach.
So this is what guys are like, Veronica. This is what your male friends talk about.
Yeah,
as soon
so if
as
you ever get knocked up and the guy asks you what you want to do,
you need to immediately tie like 10 garbage bags around your tummy until you can get more suitable armor.
Because this is what he's saying when you're not around.
Yeah. No guy.
Because I asked, what do you want to do?
Well, Chris Rock did a bit on that.
Yeah, but that baby was dead before the pee hit the stick. My mind was made up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you're a man.
You gotta pose it to them as if they have a choice when really they don't.
You would have, yeah, Chris Rock kind of said the same thing, where you got to be like, what are you going to do when even deep down, you know, you've made your
choice. No, because another one of my exes, like Julia, you remember her?
Yeah.
She got knocked up and like had the kid purely for spite because the guy was like, wanted her to get an abortion. He's like, F you can't tell me what to do with my body. And of course she ended up like later regretting it. I mean, I'm sure she loves her kid, but even when she's pregnant, she's like, I wish I didn't do this. You think, bitch? You're like 18.
Yeah, no, Chris Rock actually said, for the sake of the kid, you can't be too high pressure about the abortion. Because if they do go through with it and have the kid, you'll be like, hey, little man, how are you? I'm alive! That's how I... That's all I got.
But, really, fatherhood. That not happening.
Couldn't handle that for a while. Not on this income.
What no, I'd be fleeing with that dude from Mega Once a Millionaire.
Yeah.
He and I'd be besties in Tijuana. Can't go back home.
Oh, God. Veronica?
It sounds like that dude made it, too.
Oh, he's in Canada. He's safe. He'll never Canada. Get life.
Well, he'll never get the death penalty.
That's what I meant, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they'll snatch his ass, like, in a week or two.
Yeah.
I mean, they got... Who the hell just pulled... Oh, that Marine who cut up that pregnant woman.
Marine's violent?
The hey. Hell you say?
Yeah.
You... Do you remember what I'm talking about?
No, dude, come on.
That, usually,
that
I...
That dude, like, North or South Carolina, like, he killed some pregnant chick, and then he fled to Mexico because, like, he knew if he got across the border, they're not going to extradite him.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Dude, that happened, like, 2 years ago or something.
I don't remember. I have a terrible
I'm
going to
give 60 seconds, and then for 10 minutes, the show is going to be called Veronica's Girly Corner. And I'm going to... I just want to hear about My Little Ponies and putting on body perfumes... And everything dainty.
No.
Are we done with our Gagorshin talk?
I don't know what that word means.
Shishmishmorshin.
All right, Veronica.
I will rear your child.
Veronica, for the
you
sake...
stay away from my children.
For the sake of
you
not...
You hear that? He
you're
wants to rear,
rear
your
them.
Child.
For the sake of no dead air, Veronica... Your plans for this evening, so we can dissect them. Because it's so rare we have a real live girl around us.
Clearly.
So, tell us.
I am going to my friend's house. They just bought a new one. So.
Male or female?
They're married.
Male or female?
Male and female.
Both of them.
Uh-oh.
You're getting a twofer.
Sandwich action.
And then I don't know what I'm doing tonight.
You think they're going to try to prey on you because they're bored of each other?
There will be quite a few people there.
But they might single
no,
you out.
No praying, no.
So it'll be like Eyes Wide Shut. You have to wear a mask.
What is the password?
That would be hot.
Orgy.
Always Sunny.
What, the Eyes Wide Shut thing?
No, they also did that in Always Sunny. It's like,
do you imagine like how Orgy. Bad that must smell? Like, oh, just a bunch of people effing?
Just F in the air everywhere.
God damn.
Especially as old F. At least on the guy's end.
Yeah, I know.
Like, their old ass is flying apart, and the sweat is mixing with whatever they didn't wipe out of there. Just like a bellows, a spite bellows at work.
Smell like those trees that you have in Greenbrier and Arlington.
The jizz blossoms.
Well, I don't know what their real name is, but I imagine it must smell like that plus ass.
Oh, God, what are they? I actually knew what those were one time.
Why are you looking at the clock?
Yeah.
Just wondering.
Time does fly when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
I thought it was like 10 after, but here we are.
So you can't give details of any of these encounters?
These tawdry various encounters?
Yeah.
No, not just because I'm making them up, but I'm not, by the way. But there is one...
Come on, don't they at least get names like my guys did?
I'm actually trying to mature, and because they're friends of friends, I cannot just pollute that the water here.
That is such crap!
Well, who are their friends? Let me see if I can guess them.
Well, we've got Miriam on one end. We've got my friend Carrie Kaplan on another. Trying to think who else. There was a third one in the mix somewhere.
Friend of Miriam's. Is friend it of one of the ones I know?
Mm-mm. Yeah. New meat.
Persian?
No.
New meat. I'm sure they're going to be ecstatic.
Half Hebrew.
That's how you're referring to them.
Half Hebrew.
Half Hebrew, but looks all like the people that shoved Hebrews into ovens. It's an interesting look.
I like Jewish chicks.
I like them with money. With enough money to match their multiple neuroses.
Why? They couldn't marry you.
What?
I said why. They couldn't marry you.
Why can't they marry me?
You're not Jewish.
Well, a lot of they Jews can. Are marrying outside
I look
the religion
it.
Now.
I could be like Ray Liotta lying that I'm half Jewish.
Only the good half.
Exactly. What?
Wait, since when can Jews not marry non-Jews?
Yeah, this is in 1960.
I'm pretty
how
sure
many,
Lenny Kravitz's
how many
dad
Jewish
didn't get
do you know that
memo.
Are married to other people that aren't Jewish.
Like everyone.
Mr. You know. Kravitz.
I don't know a single one.
Lenny really? Kravitz's dad.
Not a
He's
single
a Jew.
One. I had friends in
yeah.
I had friends in Miami who could not even date guys who were not Jewish.
Okay, Miami's
that's,
like
those are self-imposed rules.
That's like Israel, Miami. All right.
Like what are they going to get like double circumcised? Get one of their fingers circumcised or something like Get your hand cut off like in Riyadh when you get caught stealing. I mean, that's just like what their parents to raise them to believe.
I mean, okay, back in the day, I know what you're saying. Jewish broads would F anybody, but when it came marriage time, it had to be Dr. Rosenbaum. But nowadays...
Oh, that's all women.
Everyone loves Dr. Rosenbaum. But nowadays, I don't think it's such a big deal. I don't have any Jewish chicks. Like, maybe they might insist on the kids at least being raised in that faith.
Well,
that
if the mom is Jewish.
If the mom is Jew.
It's Jew.
If your mother's vagina is Jewish, then so are you. To quote David Cross.
Yeah, because one of my friends, she's a...
Havsies.
Yeah, she's half Jew, but her dad is and her mom's not.
So she has a Christmas tree.
Yeah, so...
Those are always the craziest, by the way. The Jewish dad, Christian mom. Oh, those are some dirty girls right there.
Yeah, but so she doesn't celebrate the Jew holidays.
She should. Because her last name's going to be Jewish. She's just...
No, her last name's like English. Go figure. So they probably changed it when they came here from Russia.
From Russia, where those Jews are.
Well, no, that's where she's from.
I just like the
But her mom is Lithuanian, and her mom looks really Jewish, but she's not at all. She's, like, raised Catholic in Boston.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Well, folks, I think we all want to get the hell out of here at this point.
We have time.
We do have time. Time to get out.
Whatever.
We have time, but nothing to fill up that time with.
I mean, I got quarterback talk, but you people aren't really into sports.
I'll hear.
By you people, I mean the Jews in the studio with me. And Veronica's, you know, she's just having a quiet time playing with hair.
No, she's looking at her nails.
Bridezilla's and...
What about Bridezilla's?
Did you buy that ring for yourself?
Maybe. Oh, do you have a pity ring too? I saw a pity ring on a girl's finger yesterday.
What are you talking about?
She had a big fake, like, cubic zirconium or whatever the hell it's called on her engagement finger.
I don't wear this on my engagement ring.
Let me see your pity ring.
It's not. Why would it be a pity ring? I'm not allowed to buy myself jewelry. I have to wait for a man to buy it for me?
Yes.
Are you effing kidding me?
Oh, you got it right for once. Let me see your pity ring. Okay, and what finger does it go on?
I wear it on my right hand.
Okay.
Isn't that where it goes when you're engaged?
Yeah, I thought that was the engagement
hand. Left hand, hello?
We don't know these
what,
things.
What, do they switch hands during the ceremony?
A lot of girls wear their engagement ring on this hand when they're going through so that they can put it back with their wedding band.
Sorry, continue.
These two will never know because...
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Anytime there's any, like, proposal for marriage, like a girl gets pregnant, they'll just have an abortion.
Yeah.
No, I've had a couple chicks. I mean,
again.
Said chick wanted to marry me. No.
Really? Did she want to marry before or after the schmishmortion?
Before, I mean.
Before, but while aware, while cognizant of the pregnancy?
No, like way before.
Wow, that's dirty. She was like 18, man.
Yeah, and then when that died in her, she was like, nope.
Eh, whatever.
All right, let's get the hell out of
it's
here.
It's all bloody wonder under the bridge.
Well,
and on that note, until next week.
Yeah, until next week. I can't top that. Will's just been on fire today. I'm sorry. Will's done me proud.
I'm half asleep, man. I'm just so...
You've been kicking some ass.
Bloody wonder.
What? I can't hear you. Matt, let's get some English. I'll play the outro music. Come on.
Bloody off water under the bridge. That was funny.
Okay. I'm glad. I thought it was gold myself. All right, this was Papa's Basement. You can listen, God knows why, every Saturday at 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR with archives found at inpapasbasement.com. Next week, please do not call us at 703-560-TALK. Coming up next, we have the very professional, very not us, Squire, hosting Night Train Memories. The night train will be rolling into the station any moment now, I hope. I don't see Squire at the door yet, but I'm sure he'll be around. So, everybody, why don't you say your goodbyes?
So long.
Okay.
I can't even muster the energy.
I hate you all. All right. Until next week, take it easy.
We're home free! School's out, baby!
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow.
You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.